Welcome back. We are with Twyla Summers, our Director of Volunteers here at Fair Hope. Welcome back, Twyla.
Thank you.
And we have Rick Schneider, our Community Education Coordinator. Welcome back, Rick.
Good to be here. It's always good to talk to Twyla, hear about the volunteers and all the little things going on.
Oh, I know.
A lot of things going on.
And you know, like we said, we really appreciate our volunteers and all that they do, because we could not do what we do for our community and our patients and families without them. And, you know, like she says, she loves them, so do I. I mean, they're just the greatest group of people ever, and I don't think there's anything we do that I don't turn around and see a volunteer, and I tease some of them, you know, that I think they're like our full-time employees. I see them more than I do our employees sometimes. So mm-hmm. Like, do you really work here or what? So
and you know, some of them are married. You have quite a few married couple volunteers.
We do.
And you know, now that we're doing bingo at the mall and with our senior citizen centers in kind of the different areas in Logan and Pickerington and Lancaster, you know, they're actually involved there, taking over those projects that, you know, they're out in the community. And like I said, some of those are actually done by some of our couples that are volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing about the volunteers doing that type of work, the volunteers, they want to, and they have that spirit of hospice, and they really convey it out in the public. And that's why it's so nice to have them doing the bingo, doing health fairs, because they're excited about it. They wanted to do this for nothing, and they just spread the word. They're just wonderful.
And now our fairs are coming up. I mean, we just had the Perry County Fair, and mm-hmm. God bless Twyla out there in that heat. Yeah. And our friends in Perry County, all of you that were there in 90-degree weather.
Twyla's not laughing, but I'm laughing.
And our volunteers that were there, but we really enjoyed, you know, having a booth there.
Absolutely. Meet the people.
And our Hocking County Fair will be there, and of course, you know, we're always at the Fairfield County Fair as well. And
I think, you know,
and our booths, and our volunteers are very involved with manning all of our booths.
Absolutely. Our staff lives in each county. They help each county. We're a part of each county, and that's why we do it, to show people that we are here. We're not coming in and leaving. We are here. We live here. You know, our staff lives here. The volunteers live in each county. And that's part of why we go to the fairs and belong to different organizations, because we're here. This is where we live.
Well, and our volunteers, you know, especially at our fairs, the Fairfield County Fair, you know, they get to see so many people. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, we provide them a ticket to get in. So, you know, you don't have to pay if you're volunteering for us and you'd like to go to the fair and work in our booth. We're not going to make you pay to do that.
Maybe we should work on the sandwiches. Are they $10 a piece now? But, yeah, that is a very good point. They get in and they get to see everybody. It's fun. I mean, there's no way around it. I love the fair.
Yeah, and they do too. And they just, you know, I can't express enough just how some of our volunteers, I'd say most of them, they glow. Mm-hmm. And they do. They love to help out in any way that they can. And can you tell I'm just so proud of them?
I can't see her, but she's smiling as she
speaks.
She's
glowing.
She is.
Well, I had a volunteer just come in today, and she just hugged me and told me she loved me. And I was just like, oh. Well, so, you know, sometimes I need that. And so it was really sweet to have that.
What is there an age limit or an age requirement to volunteer, or? Like, usually you have to be an adult for the certain legal requirements, or?
Yes. You know, right. Because we do fingerprint all of our volunteers that are 18 and over to, you know, reassure our families that our volunteers don't have a criminal background.
Well, of course,
and, so, yeah, that 18 and on.
I can say there's no top end, because we've had people in their 90s.
Oh,
volunteer.
Absolutely.
So, in fact, we were at visiting, and a volunteer was, I guess, like 90 or 91. I'm thinking, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Loved doing it. She'd been a volunteer for I don't know how many years. In fact, she started when she was retired, and that was like 25 years ago. Once you get into hospice, it's very hard to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all been here quite a while, and the volunteers have some pretty good tenure.
They do. And they have, a lot of them have lost a loved one on our services, and they got such good care. That's the reason they want to volunteer for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we find that really happens. We recommend that people wait a year, you know, for the most part. You can't really put a limit on it, but for the most part, if people ask, I think we recommend that they wait, a little bit of time after the loss of a loved one so that they can work through some things. But, and that's another area that we really haven't talked about, but really our grief services is an area that we have a lot of volunteers that are involved. And that
you would never believe that.
Right, yeah. But a lot of them have lost a loved one, and then they're really good at, you know, just being that listening year to talk to other ones that are going through a loss, because we follow our families families or significant others, friends, you know, for a year after, you know, we've had a patient die on our services. So when we follow them with cards, letters, phone calls, group meetings, you know, visits. And so our volunteers are involved with that as well. And, you know, some of them really feel like they're prepared to give back in that way. And they're just blessed to be able to help these families. And so that's a big part of volunteering as well. So if you have gifts like that that you'd like to help us with, that's another opportunity. We welcome you to contact Twyla for that too.
Well, and our volunteers run the social groups.
Yes.
And you know that you know, kudos to them on that. They have to find the place to have their luncheons, then they have to call everyone, and a lot of work goes into just providing the social group.
Mm-hmm. But like with the grieving, they have been there so they can understand, they can listen. They understand the cycles of grief, and they do. We have quite a few volunteers that work with our grief support area.
And then, you know, with Tracy Miller and the children adolescent groups, you know, with the camps and the PALS program, we have volunteers that are maybe more interested in the children, mm-hmm. adolescent groups. And so she actually has volunteers that work primarily with that.
That's a good point you brought up, and that was started by volunteer Tracy Miller.
Absolutely.
She was a volunteer. Pet therapy started out with volunteers. So many mm-hmm. of our programs, we have a volunteer came in and they had brought this information or their career with them, and right. they're using it with hospice. Tracy been the school system.
Right. And absolutely. Deb and Dave Shields are both volunteers for us, nurses that live in Logan, and they volunteer with our therapeutic touch and mm-hmm. our aromatherapy programs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still have people that volunteer that are professionals, you know, bring programs to us and our families. Massage therapy has started out as volunteer.
And, Kim, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's just a lot of the things that we have are because of our volunteers, and Twyla does a great job at coordinating that whole program, and kudos to her.
Well, and let's not forget about our No One Dies Alone program.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up.
There's another program that is, you know, volunteers run that as well.
Let's talk about that, because maybe our listeners really haven't heard of that program before.
Yeah, well, we have a patient that's on service, and they're in the dying process, and they may not have any family. We really don't want them to pass alone, so we've got a little system worked out, and we get a hold of volunteers that will come and sit with that patient. You know, that might be another area that if you're interested in volunteering, that you would just go sit overnight with a patient.
It amazes me. That call goes out. It's almost like the school system on a snow day. You know, everybody's phone rings, and you have a message saying we need people to sit from, we'll say, 8 in the evening till 6 in the morning, usually two-hour stretches. Mm-hmm. And I'll wait for maybe a half hour and call in. You'll say they're all filled.
Yep.
So it happens quick. Everybody wants to help.
Yep. And so that is just another way as a volunteer to do that. I want to get back, though, to the camps, of just how many volunteers are involved in going to camp, working with the kids, and going to the pizza parties and going to the family picnics. There again, you just see, I believe the volunteers are in every aspect of our Fairfield
hospice.
They are.
I mean, even at our administrative level, I mean, we're a nonprofit hospice, and we have a group of volunteer board members. And, you know, you think about it, some of our board members have been volunteers for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just think of anything that you've ever volunteered for in your life. 20 years at an executive level, we have volunteer board members that have been involved with the organization from the time it was initiated almost. From the time it was initiated. That is amazing.
Yeah.
In our committees, we have an ethics committee that we have volunteer board members. When we built the Pickering House, that was all volunteer.
Campaign.
Dr. Snyder, Donna Householder, and Carolyn Fisher, the two mothers of our hospice, were volunteers on that, and mm-hmm. they still volunteer with us. I mean, you can't get away from us.
Yeah. Once you're in hospice,
I know. Carolyn's on a board, and Donna's comes in and does audits on our records.
Volunteers work in the administrative offices helping out with filing, answering phones. Volunteers are necessary, and we have the training class coming up, so we encourage everybody who's thinking about it, pick up the phone.
Well, and hopefully you've heard something here today that you go, I could do that.
I mean, when I come in, I was here the other evening, and there was, you know, we have volunteers that just come in and play the piano in mm-hmm. the lobby. I mean, they have a gift of, you know, musical talent.
Some will come in to visit the patients in the Pickering House, and the census at the Pickering House rotates sometimes by the day, and they come in every day. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Yep. So it's just nice. And like you said, let's give them your contact information again, Twyla.
Yes, they can contact me at 740-654-7077.
Or
T. Summers, S-U-M-M-E-R-S, fairhopehospice.org.
Or 800-994-7077. I'm the international guy.
He is. So. He's got that number down.
You bet.
But for those that, you know, for toll free, we don't want you to have to incur a cost. Just feel free to give us a call. And we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for patient care. So, you know, there is someone available. If you need hospice services or you're having a loss and would like to talk to someone about grief, feel free to give us a call for that as well. So we encourage you to call us if there's anything we can do to help you. And I want to thank Twyla Summers for being with us today, and I want to thank Rick Schneider for being with us. And
can I just give one shout out to all of my volunteers one last time, because I don't know when I'll be back on radio, but just, you know, thank you for all that you do for Fair Hope Hospice, and I love all of you.
Volunteers rock.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for listening today, and remember, celebrate life.